Welcome to Come Closer with Eva, a playful, kink-curious space for adults who love a bit of tension, teasing, and power exchange. Here, we will explore fantasies, dynamics, and the delicious edges of desire. Each episode is an invitation to notice what actually excites you. Being led, taking charge, being teased, or giving in, and to meet those desires with curiosity. Hi, and welcome to this week's episode. I wanted to talk about goddess worship because, being goddess Eva, I absolutely adore my subs worshipping me and making me feel the most important person. So I am gonna go ahead and tell you a little bit about goddess worship. And when I say goddess, I don't mean somebody who is distant and unreachable, because sometimes you can reach them. You can sometimes worship them in real time. I mean a woman, like me, who knows exactly who she is. A woman who carries herself like she owns the room. A woman who doesn't need to chase the attention, because the attention naturally follows her. But what makes this dynamic so interesting is that it isn't all about sex. The turn-on is about you feeling obedient and me or another goddess feeling the power, feeling very powerful. And it's all about, I see you, I know what you are, and I want to honour that. And that's where the worship part comes in. And worship, that can mean body worship too. It can mean the act of praising your goddess's body with words, with touch, and your focus. And it can be in the sub and dom dynamic, where the sub is always offering their devotion to you. The dom is the one receiving all the praise, all the love, and guiding the tone and holding the energy. And the power exchange can be incredibly sexy because it creates clarity. One person leads and the other person yields. One commands and one devotes. And it can be very freeing indeed. For the submissive, there can be a real relief in surrender. But there's no pressure to dominate, impress, or perform in any way. Instead, the pleasure comes from giving attention, following instruction, and showing your utmost devotion. And for the dom, it's just deeply satisfying to be desired in that way, to be adored, and just for having her presence being felt. Not just to be looked at, but truly worshipped. And that is why worshipping in a goddess dynamic goes hand in hand. Because it's not just about lust. It's about admiration, focus. It's about letting desire become a kind of language. A language that says, you are powerful, beautiful, and I am very aware of it. And maybe that's why people are drawn to goddess worship. Because it creates a space where fantasy feels elegant, playful, and very deeply charged. It allows lust and respect to exist together. It lets submission feel like devotion instead of weakness. And it lets femininity feel not just attractive, but sacred. And I definitely feel that. And I want to leave you with this short episode today with a question. Would you get down on your knees for someone who knew exactly how to use their power? Would you worship, or would you not really dabble in it? So that is my episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. My throat's a little bit sore, so that's why I've kept it short and sweet. But I hope you've enjoyed it, and I want you to stay kinky and well behaved. Until next time, bye.